When I first heard Au Bijou, I thought, this is the best day. It was a summer day, and the breeze was blowing, and their totally beautiful orchestral sounds were just floating through this farm.
I thought I was in paradise. I thought there were like fairies perched on crystals, and all these colors were streaming by me.
When we first heard Kids on TV, we were floored by their performance and how charismatic and how crazy they were. It was like we were injected with this thing of fun that was too big for us, and we just couldn't stop moving, and they're
running
just
on the spot
doing jumping jacks.
Live from Studio 40 in the Ottawa Broadcast Center, this is Fuse. Here's Alan Neal.
Yes, hello there, Canada. Welcome to Fuse. I am Alan Neal, and you know, we tend to think of Fuse as a show that could get musically risky, where we pluck two musical acts from different scenes and we put them together in our scene here in Ottawa in Studio 40. We don't always know exactly how it's going to work out. And tonight, I think, is a case in point. We're fusing two bands whose presence on the same bill could be considered a little out of the ordinary. One of these bands found inspiration in the sometimes sleepy city of Brantford. The other found inspiration in the not-so-sleepy scene in bathhouses. One of them has teamed up with Sarah Harmer to save a tree. The other teamed up with Boy George to sing about breakdance hunks. And in one band's tunes, a woman sings sweetly about real wolves wearing pants and shoes. In the other band, they have a song called Cock Wolves, where I don't think the wearing of pants seems to be much of a problem. We are talking about the two musical forces uniting tonight. Let's bring them out on stage, Au Bijou and Kids on TV. They've made it on stage. They are finding their place. They're finding all their instruments. Those of you listening at home should know that 9 musicians have taken their place on stage. This is the most musicians we've ever had, actually, on one taping of Fuse, and they won't all be talking tonight, but they will all be playing. So let me introduce you to the band's talented musicians. From Au Bijou, we're featuring Anissa Hart on cello, James Bunton on drums, trumpet, and melodica, Heather Kirby on bass, banjo, and guitar, Ryan Carley on keyboards and percussion, Andrew Kinoshita on mandolin, guitar, and bass, Casey Messia on lead vocals, guitar, and ukulele, and Jen Messia on backing vocals, violin, and reed organ. Ladies and gentlemen, Au Bijou. And before we meet your pair, Casey and Jen, I got to ask you, well, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having us. We're very happy to be here.
The traveling around with this many instruments, is it complicated?
It seems to be complicated in regards to space, but we make it work. There was a lot of, I guess, Tetris growing up that made us be able to pack really well. So, seriously, Tetris.
Jamie's really good at it.
Everyone's really good at it.
Yeah.
Skills we didn't know we were learning from video games. That's very important. Yeah, yes. Totally. And luckily you left just enough. There's like one tiny corner of the stage that they actually left available for our other band, who are outnumbered today, but their sound, I think, is certainly big enough for a whole band. Tonight we've got Scott Kerr on electronics and drum machine and John Caffrey on bass and vocals. Welcome to Kids on TV. Are you feeling a little outnumbered, John?
It's all good.
They're ready to take it on. On the surface, it sort of did seem like a weird combination, but this wasn't something that we just came up with at CBC. This came to us as a request. Casey, what was it about this combination that you thought would work, or did you think it would work?
Well, Kids on TV comes from, I guess, the opposite side of the spectrum of where we come from. We're a bit more orchestral, and they're a bit more raw and electronic and punky, I guess. And so we wanted to have a challenge, and we steal some of that for us.
Steal their energy.
Steal some of that energy, yeah.
But well, let's get our first taste of what this blend sounds like. This was a tune that Kids on TV wanted to do this evening, a cover of Jermaine Stewart from 1986. Can you tell me a little bit of what drew you to the Jermaine Stewart cover?
It's classic, you know, 80s dance R&B. There's an insane video for it with all these children running around after Jermaine Stewart. He's an incredible dandy figure from that period. Like, he makes Prince look straight.
All right. Are we ready for this?
We're ready.
Obijou and Kids on TV combining for the first time tonight on Fuse with We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off.
Not a word from your lips. You just took for granted that I want a skinny dip, a quick hit. That's your game, but I'm not a piece of meat. Stimulate my brain. Night is young, so are we. Let's get to know each other better, so we're easily. Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Shake your body to the music, baby, then you'll score. So come on, baby, won't you show some class? Why you wanna move so fast? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no, we can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no, we can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine. Na 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 na. Just slow down if you want me. A man wants to be approached cool and romantically. I got needs just like you. Give me conversation, good vibrations through and through. So come on, baby, won't you show some class? Why you wanna move so fast? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no, we can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no, we can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine.
Originally from 1986, as done by Jermaine Stewart, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off. And for those of you wondering at home, we're down to one shirtless member on stage so far. This could get to be the raciest fuse yet, ladies and gentlemen. It's interesting watching Obijou at the end of the tune. Everybody like drops an instrument and rushes to pick up the next one because you guys are all multitasking, except for your cellist, Anissa, who calls herself the one-trick pony of the band. Casey, we're going to hear this new tune. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into Wildfires?
Wildfires is about a song about being upset, and there aren't too many like details about it. I usually just write about what I'm feeling on a particular day, and it's just about that feeling of frustration spreading like wildfires and not being able to put it out. It's out right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here tonight in Studio 40 in Ottawa on CBC Radio, this is Obijou and Kids on TV and Wildfires. Wildfires, as performed by Aubijou and Kids on TV here on Fuse on CBC. I'm Alan Neal, and we are currently watching a packed stage of musicians experimenting with all kinds of instruments up there. And in that case of that last tune, some interesting hand movements as well, figuring out exactly how many different noises you can make when you rub your hands together. Casey, I mentioned before that you and Jen grew up in Brantford, Ontario. Can you describe when you were growing up there? What we've got
supporters.
Brantford is represented in the audience as well, ladies and gentlemen.
Brantford.
So you know the cultural mecca that it is, therefore, in the audience. Can you describe what sparked music for you in Brantford at that time?
Well, Brantford, Ontario, when I was growing up there, was a small town, and we didn't have very much to do. So we picked up guitars, and we listened too much to Haydn and all of those Sonic Onion bands, and wrote really introspective lyrics, and
that could just never lead anywhere good. Yeah,
totally.
but what? I mean, a lot of kids, you know, listen to the music, and even when they're bored in small towns, mm-hmm. they maybe pick up a guitar, try it, realize, you know what, not that good at it. What kind of makes it continue?
I think making the trek to the big city because of university, I felt a little bit isolated in such a big right. part of this country, and there were millions, it seemed like millions upon millions of people running around doing these crazy and godforsaken things, and I couldn't understand or like find my grounding, and I looked at my home in Brantford, Ontario, and my friends as a way to keep me balanced, and so a lot of my experiences from growing up there I took to Toronto.
John, I'm going to toss this over to you. The musical coming-of-age moment, when did you realize that this was, like, music was what you wanted to pursue?
When my friend Mikey B said, let's start a band. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Let's do that. We had been performing in a burlesque act in Toronto called the Beefcake Boys for a while. We'd do things like put on Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall and dress like schoolboys and tear each other's clothes off. But it left us wanting more. And so we thought we would add some instruments. And then Scott joined us, and things got steamrolling once that started happening.
I'm going to push this over towards Scott, because I noticed earlier today, I learned about Scott's past as an opera singer. Unfortunately, I learned this because of his breathing ability to blow up a blow-up doll of a man, but...
it's amazing.
Which... And I asked him if he needed a pump, and he said, no, we used to sing opera, as though that explained the whole thing. But Scott, when did opera start to appeal to you?
I was more of a choral singer. I did some opera in the 70s in Ottawa, but most of the time I was singing in a choir in Toronto, St. Simon the Apostle, under Ned Hansen.
But now we ask all the time the artists on Fuse to pick a cover tune. So given the sort of random nature of all of your influences, I was intrigued to see what you guys would end up picking. And you chose a Roxy Music tune. Tell me a little bit about what drew you to this song.
I always loved the song when I was a teenager and in my 20s. But an artist named Johannes Zitz did a poster campaign in Toronto that sort of depicted sort of ideal interiors from rich homes and stuff, Architecture Digest, that kind of thing. But there, in the middle of it, there were these gay men having sex, which sounds kind of really in your face, but their bodies were completely collaged over with advertisements. And I kind of thought, wow, this is an interesting critique of gay consumerism. And then I listened to the lyrics of the song the same day, and I realized there's no gender mentioned in this song. And the first half of it, there's this man who's describing his beautiful, perfectly appointed home and how he's still kind of feeling empty and needs something more. Enter the rubber doll. So I kind of sort of saw these two things as being sort of related, and now we're working with Johannes Zitz on a video.
I hesitate to ask because I don't know how attached you were to this doll in particular, but it seemed to be deflating backstage. Is it repaired for this evening's performance or not?
I'll have to kind of give it a few extra puffs between verses.
Okay.
To really kind of...
And the name of the doll, seeing as I've introduced everyone else?
The name on the box was Big John.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, here to perform in every dream home a heartache, Kids on TV, joined by Aubijou and, of course, Big John.
take, and every step I take takes me farther from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily. But home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From Belpush to Fawcett, in Smart Town Apartment, the cottage is pretty. The main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? Better be there.
Kids on TV getting some serious help there from Obijou tonight on Fuse. Now, I should mention there, when I mentioned immense help, that includes Anissa Hart on cello. And Casey, you were jumping in there on how many instruments?
Just Glock.
Just the Glockenspiel. Mm-hmm. Going from the music to the lyrics that you put over top of them. Well, I almost hesitate to ask this question, but the cockwolves that are described in the Kids on TV tunes, does that spring forth from anywhere in particular?
Yeah, it was a reaction actually to something. I was in a straight bar in Toronto, having a great time, dancing, And this one girl was talking to four guys, and they were being really, really nice to her face. And as soon as she left, they all started cutting her up and calling her cockwolf behind her back. I guess she had been with them at one time or another, but they all were so two-faced about it. It was hideous. And I thought, well, hell, you know, I would have slept with y'all if you weren't assholes. And I don't think that she should have any shame in that. And I thought, well, we should reclaim that, and we should be empowered. And, you know, women or people should not be ashamed of being sexually adventurous or exploring their sexuality. And so it was a call to arms. It was about independence and uniting people. And that's what that song means to me.
John and Scott, we're going to go to another cover of yours right now. When you're finding these cover tunes to do, what are you looking for? I mean, is there anything about lyrics that actually influences the tunes you pick?
Absolutely. It's really huge. And in this next song, Haunted House of Rock, which is originally by Houdini, it was totally the lyrics that just blew us away. We were really excited about it.
And you've given, with tonight's performance of Haunted House of Rock, superpowers to a member of Obijou as well, because for tonight, she is becoming Queen Rap.
Absolutely.
I'm nervous.
Jenny is about to take on, I believe for the first time, a rapping role. How are you feeling about this, Jen?
I feel like I'm forgetting.
You got it.
The rhythm.
You got it.
You know,
trust me.
Okay.
I heard it. This,
I was blown away by this earlier. You're going to be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, performing a tune originally done in the 1980s by Houdini. This is Kids on TV and Obijou and the Haunted House of Rock.
Meet the last build to your left on a dead end street. You find skeleton bones outside on the pavement, torture chambers down in the basement, cobwebs hanging over your head, and music being played by the Grateful Dead. And spinning on the turntable back to back is no other than the main man, Wolfman Jack.
To the tunes is the creature from the Black Lagoon. There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. It reads enter, but at your own risk, cause people have been reported going in the haunted house but never again seen. Coming out, you ask me if it's true, you leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope to see you tonight.
They were foaming at the mouth,
just minor side effects of the
haunted house.
They were screaming, they were breaking.
They were foaming at the mouth, just minor side effects of the
haunted house. So we invited in all kinds of freaks like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Addams Family and the Monster Five, the Invisible Man. Where could he be? With the organ inside the party free. One of these days we're gonna catch a redhead and watch sneaking it free for being a booty bandit.
Kinda hairy, and Dracula was killing those Bloody Marys. He got drunk, he stunk, started trouble all night, but everybody knew his bonk was bigger than his bite. It was the only place for you to be. The first 200 witches in the party were free. All was well until the clock struck 12. Everybody jumped up and started raising hell.
House of Rock, performed tonight by Kids on TV, and of course teaming up with them, Obijou, including the incredible rapping talent of Jen. Thank you so much.
Awesome?
Yeah. I had expectations for myself. I was like, I'm gonna like, you know, bring it. I was practicing. I was like walking to get some coffee with Andrew, and I was practicing, and I was just like, oh, whatever.
You were awesome. There's a future is born, I'm telling you right now. But it is an amazing visual, though, to see, you know, you just do this amazing rap and then politely put it down and pick up the violin and get ready. When we asked you to pick a cover, you actually chose a song from Annie, not the musical. We're not doing Tomorrow or anything tonight. The sun will come. This is Annie's tune, Heartbeat. What drew you to this?
Well, this whole experience has been about challenging ourselves, and well, Heartbeats is a great song in itself, and we just wanted to try it.
And Kids on TV are just joining in on it as of 3:00 in the afternoon today. So
I've never heard the original.
Excellent. So you're in for a fantastic. I have faith. Ladies and gentlemen, performing Annie's Heartbeats, here are Obijou and Kids on TV.
There was a time everybody was around and I was dancing with you. We all went down to the party Friday night and had a drink there or two. Oh, what a hit of a loving heartbeat, that's electricity. Majestic sound, round and round and round, glad you're next to me. Feel my heartbeat trembling to the beat like a symphony. Feel my heartbeat trembling to the beat like a melody. Come see.
the remarkable fusing of Obijou and Kids on TV performing Annie's Heartbeat. I sense this is a cover that should make it to an actual recording. I think people here want to hear that actually recorded. Now, Casey, for you, for Obijou, we're about to hear The Woods. Can you tell us a little bit about The Woods?
The Woods is about moving into the big city, which is Toronto, Ontario, and feeling like there was no place for myself and my feelings, and imagining it as a big wooded place where vampires were and wolves were lurking and getting out of it.
Here you have it, Canada. Obijou, joined by Kids on TV and The Woods. Obijou getting some help from Kids on TV on Fuse and a performance of a tune called The Woods. And you heard James Button joining in there on trumpet. Normally he's the guy drumming on stuff, but in this case they did send both Ryan and Andro out to find other things in the CBC studio to track down to drum on as well. We are going to finish today with a tune that I think is unlikely to be forgotten on Fuse anytime soon. A tune entitled Breakdance Hunks. And that Hunks is spelled with an X for those of you following along at home. I'm wondering if we can hear a little bit about what led into Breakdance Hunks.
Well, I love to breakdance personally. It's been a passion of mine for a long time. I don't feel like there's a huge queer presence in the breakdancing community, so part of this song was trying to create a voice for that. But I was given a pulp novel, like an old novel, and it was called Breakdance Hunks. And it was titillating and repulsive simultaneously. And most of it I wasn't too interested in, but there was one paragraph, a dialogue between two guys who were dating each other, that I thought was awesome. So I just lifted that text right out. It's an anonymous author, and whoever you are, thank you, because we've given it life, and that's where the song came from.
For tonight's performance, we are witnessing another debut of sorts, the trash talk of Casey, who's going to be taking the mic, and she's ready. And
Ryan Carly. Ryan's
going to be in there as
Ryan's
well.
Ryan's going to be a pimp, too.
Yeah, he seems way more comfortable, though. He's already got the ski goggles on. We're going to be witnessing as John is passed back and forth between the two other people in the club here on Break Dance Hunks on Fuse. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage Kids on TV and Obi Jewel.
Money have to do with anything?
Certainly you must realize that you have a market value.
Market?
Yeah, a little blonde boy who breakdances and...
I see.
We can make $5,000 a week easy off your...
Dances and I see.
We can make $5,000 easy a week out of your ass,
baby. Okay, I'm really insecure. So if you guys could help me out, if you guys think I could make some money shaking my ass in this city, will you just let me know that you know so? You think so?
I know so.
You think so? You think so?
Value.
Mark.
take easy off your...
Tell my friends about you.
Well, what do you mean by that? What friends?
I have friends, and they have money.
What does money have to do with anything?
Certainly you realize that you have a market value.
Market?
Yeah. A little blonde boy breaks dances.
I see!
Yeah, we could make $5,000 easy off your ass, but...
You think so?
I know so.
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 TV and Obijou performing Breakdance Hunks. And for the people at home, we got to explain what just happened in the CBC studio. There was more booty shaking than generally happens in the place where Don Newman comes to work, but what we just witnessed, and I'll try and give it my best CBC play-by-play, the young gentleman on stage did in fact tear off his pants, make his way down the center of the room, and breakdance to the crowd's delight. He later performed both handstands and violated the CBC symbol in a way that had not been done before. Obviously, this has been a phenomenal performance for us tonight in the audience. I thank you so much for coming here and sharing this with us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So much experimentation happened tonight. You guys were trying things you'd never done before. What happens next for Obijou and Kids on TV? Could this be the beginning of a beautiful relationship? Could we, in fact, see Jen rapping and Casey doing a throwdown anytime with people like Scott and John?
Yeah, I'd love to do this more. Absolutely. It's really,
so
really exciting. They're really great to work
just
with.
Just shows that the music is so unique, and they're all different types of music, and they're all good. And whether it be electro, dance, punk, or this orchestral pop that we play, it's all good, and it all works together. So it's a big community, no matter what kind of music you play. So.
You took us to a bold new place tonight. Thank you so much for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
The time has come to extinguish the fuse lit by Obijou and Kids on TV that we hope is going to be relit soon in similarly sparking nature. A huge thanks to everyone who put this show together. Caitlin Crockett, our producer, CBC Communications team, Mark Perizot, Susan Toccolino, and others. Obijou is Anissa Hart on cello, James Button on drums, trumpet, and melodica, Heather Kirby on bass, banjo, and guitar, Ryan Carley on keyboards and percussion, Andrew Kinoshita on mandolin, guitar, and bass, Casey Messia on lead vocals, guitar, and ukulele, and Jen Messia on backing vocals, violin, and reed organ. This is the longest credits I've ever had to do for a band, I think. And joining us from Kids on TV, Scott Kerr on electronics and drum machine, and John Caffrey on bass and vocals. Give it up for Obijou and Kids on TV. Thanks to them and to you, Canada, for lighting the fuse. I'm Alan Neal. Have a great night.